tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Yeah, we have a million things to get to today. A lot of college football. Also, Gary McDaniel from Clemson Sports Network will join us at 5:05 today to discuss all things going on in Clemson's football camp. The big showing of Arch Manning and more. And more. And in fact, Gary is seeming to suggest that the best quarterback at the camp wasn't Manning, but Appler, the Dutch Forks kid. So we'll talk to Gary about that. I've watched film on both of them this morning, a limited amount of film, but I wanted to see both of them before I had any conversation about them, and I have now. So we'll talk about that a little bit later today with Gary. A lot of college football conversation today. We're finally going to get into the Road Rage Top 40. That's up on the WCCP website, is it not, Ramona?
It is.
Good. So we'll discuss that today. There were some people upset about the memorial. John Rahm, 6-shot lead, and was disqualified because he tested positive for COVID.
What?
Yeah. Patrick Cantlay went on to win, and it's a very interesting situation, you know, and it raised a lot of eyebrows. People upset about it. And I get it. I also get that this is the world we live in now, you know, and it's been the world we live in. And to an extent, it's going to continue to be the world we live in. You know, I've seen both sides of this. I saw a statement issued by Rahm, which seemed to express some maturity over the issue. And yet his statement was, also widely condemned, people saying, you know, he failed to get the shots while the caddies are getting the shots. I don't have any idea. It's just sort of another sidebar of the COVID world that we live in. Amongst other players at the camp, we'll also talk about Mateo Uiagalelei. Mateo is a receiver/tight end, DE, at like 6'6", 265 pounds. You know, one thing is true. Regardless of what school he winds up at, regardless of what position he winds up playing, they don't make many athletes of that size that can do those type of things. So he's going to come with options. I mean, conventionally, when you look at him, you think D end. That's what you think of. That's what any true analyst would think. But he's so uniquely gifted and athletic that I don't know. You know, could he be a two-way player? To some extent, not full-time. I don't think we're going back to full-time two-way players, but is it conceivable he dabbles at two-way? Yes. You know, where will that be? I don't know. We'll see. If you want to get in on any of the conversation today, you are welcome to. Unrelated, Ramona, from a baseball standpoint.
Uh-huh.
DeGrom did it again the other night. Another seven innings another no runs allowed, and the Mets actually did win. The Mets rebounded to beat the Padres in the last two games.
They won!
The Braves played pretty well. Yes. Well, after losing the first two games of the series, and the Braves played pretty well against the Dodgers as well. We'll see. I mean, you know, it's going to be imperative that Fried play pitches to the level that he was at a year ago if the Braves are going to be viable in the division. I mean, more imperative than ever. Fried has to pitch like a number one starter the rest of the year with basically no exceptions. And maybe he will. We'll see. It's going to take that at a minimum. Does my voice sound hoarse?
A little. You've been screaming?
I don't remember screaming, but perhaps there was. But I think that it was a better effort by the Braves this series. Can they keep that up? I'm still not sure. You know, and the more you watch the Mets, even though they can't hit, you have to think that their pitching is just so good that it might not matter.
Okay.
That they, you know.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife.
All right. Well, in a league that features almost nothing but uppercut swings and hitting into shifts, the Mets pitching is so good that it might not matter. I'm starting to think that their pitching top to bottom makes them a viable candidate to win the National League, not just the division. I still don't think that's going to happen. I still think it's going to be the Dodgers. But the Dodgers are still sort of struggling to find their mojo. And maybe they're going to find it in time. But we haven't seen enough of it on a consistent basis yet. Haven't seen enough of it. To think that, you know, look, going into the year, I really felt the Dodgers were invincible. I thought they had MVP and Cy Young candidates everywhere. But as of yet, they haven't played that way. Now, is this just a world championship team on cruise control in the early regular season and they're going to figure it out over the course of the year because they're just that good? I still tend to opt for that choice. You know, if this was a multiple choice, and the other choices were they're not as good as we thought, the division is just tougher than we thought, they're not going to rebound at all this year, I would still opt for choice A, which is they're still the best team, and in the end, they're still going to win it all. Because if you ask me today, even though they've been up and down and all around, at 3:14 on a Monday on the 7th of June, I would tell you that I think the Dodgers are still the team to beat in Major League Baseball. And I still think they're going to win the World Series. I do. I wouldn't change that. But if you ask what teams could potentially pose them issues in a playoff, well, I think it's two of the teams in their division and the Mets. Again, if you just look at the pitching numbers, I think that's sort of inarguable. You know, I don't know. This feels like such a weird period. It honestly feels a little bit like the steroid era did for home runs. Like, you knew what you were watching wasn't real, that it was a fabricated deal, that home run derby and McGuire and Sosa and all these guys were just jacked up fools playing in jacked up stadiums with a jacked up ball and jacked up bodies. This isn't quite to that extent because it's a little more natural. Oh, there's talk about the seams of the baseballs and pitchers being able to do more things with that. There's talk of you know, pitchers having found ways other than that. But there's a reality to what we're watching. And the reality is it's none of those things. The reality is that we are in an analytic-driven period of baseball in which uppercut swings are being taught. Launch angle. Exit velocity. Players are being taught these things, hitting into shifts. Well, the result is that they can't make contact against any of these elite guys. And contact is way down over this league. And so it feels like, due to the analytics and due to the continued evolution of the pitchers, I mean, look, there are a whole lot of guys throwing near 100 miles an hour. You get DeGrom, whose velocity goes up every year. DeGrom is throwing 102 miles an hour in the seventh inning of games. What happens when guys try and uppercut that, especially with his movement and his control? What happens? Now, granted, he's an exception. He's awesome every year. But a lot of guys, a lot of pitchers around Major League Baseball look almost unhittable. And the reason is these analytics. I mean, there are no more Tony Gwynns. Somebody mentioned Tony Gwynn the other day. I forget what context. I think it was about he was a guy who hit a particular pitcher. I don't remember which pitcher. But Gwynn hit almost everybody. There are none of those guys. So the guys who might be able to handle today's pitchers, as long as they maintained the integrity of their historical swing, those guys don't exist. They don't exist. And so I think we're seeing this proliferation of no-hitters, of near-no-hitters, of teams just not being able to make contact. I mean, that's why you have no hitters. You have no hitters when no contact is being made. If you just put the ball in play, you're not going to have no hitters. But no one's putting the ball in play. I mean, DeGrom is striking out half the batters he faces. And so, it's not exactly like the steroid era because, illegal supplementation is not involved. But we have created a time period where dominant pitchers are even more dominant than they would be pre-analytics. So I'm not saying that these numbers are bogus exactly, but I am saying that I think they're slightly tainted. Not because of any illegality, unless you consider stupidity an illegality. And this notion that, analytics should govern everything. Tim and Easley, I'm coming to you. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Look, first of all, Carson's food is unbelievable. It's your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner with friends, they're open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs, the golden fried chicken tenders, the Monterey sandwich with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. That sandwich is unbelievable. hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers. I've had 100 people tell me that's awesome. I have not tried that as yet. Fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. Those rolls are to die for. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip, the ribeye. Carson's is accepting. By the way, I love all their steaks, and they are cooked to perfection. Try the filet mignon, too. It's unbelievable. Carson's accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, parties, family, school reunions, social distancing, and COVID protocols for your safety. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Open 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, and 11 to 9 on Sundays. 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson. Call in your to-go order today, 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. You want in, you're welcome to 654-7627 on the Vibe Broadmet Communication phone lines. Tim and Easley, your first when we get back.
I'm Emily Bennett. My dad and his team at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders. Takeuchi was the first to put rubber tracks on compact equipment. 58 years later, they've come from world first to world leader in compact equipment. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer a wide range of attachments from buckets and forks to forestry mulchers. Call my dad or visit BennettEquipment.net, and when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Remember the lazy days of summer? Life slowed down and people enjoyed simple treats like frozen pops. Now you can savor the taste of summer all year long with Frio's Gourmet Pops. We use locally sourced ingredients like fresh fruit and dairy to create our handmade pops. With Frio's unique variety of creamy and fruity flavors, you're bound to be hooked on our frozen treats. Visit FRIOSClemson.com for more information and our shop at 518 College Avenue in Clemson. Support a local business and savor the flavor at Frio's Gourmet Pops Clemson.
For more than 70 years, Founders has been dedicated to helping members achieve financial success and security. Today, they operate more than 30 offices and have more than 700 employees, proudly serving over 225,000 members. Founders offers low-rate products and personalized services, forging a unique bond with their members to build lifetime partnerships based on trust. With nearly $3 million donated to local communities and schools in 2020, Founders strives to give back just as they've always done. Founders stands behind their neighbors, working every day to ensure their communities are healthy and strong. With programs like Habitat for Humanity, Relay for Life, and so much more, Founders volunteers time, money, and resources to those that need it most. Relax with Founders. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Are pet hair, dust, and allergies getting the best of you? Don't let that get you down. Call the cleaning experts at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning and breathe easier this summer. With over 3,000 Google reviews, they are the most trusted cleaners in town. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. Mention Mickey and get $30 off air duct cleaning plus 15% off lifetime filters and purifiers. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
It's time to get your patio, pool, or porch ready for the new season with new outdoor furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. The Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked with new furniture arrivals coming in daily. Outdoor cookers by Weber, Broilmaster, and the Big Green Egg finish off your perfect outdoor space. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do you? Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse, charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide, offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Join us for a special OOB broadcast June 11th as we bring light to this cause.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Rockin' them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your cheeks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Hey, Ramona, by the way, you know that MVP Steph Curry? You know that MVP? That we need to give the MVP to the Steph Curry guy who's not just the best player on a bad
yes.
team? You know, I've looked for him all playoffs long, but I just can't find him. You know, it's funny. I turn it on every night, and I look for Steffy, and I just can't find Steffy anywhere. I can't find him. I can't find little Steffy and his... And his mouthpiece anywhere. He doesn't seem to be part. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be part of the playoff deal.
Oh,
that's right.
Nobody else calls him Steffy.
No, he went out in like two games. So he's gone. You know, he was going instantly. The MVP. You know, the MVP. He's not just the best boy on a bad team. You know, again, great players elevate their teams. Great players. That's what they do. They elevate their teams. Even when their teams suck, they elevate their teams. You know, again, two historic examples. The two most significant of all time were Bird and Tim Duncan. Year one for both of them. They elevated the level of their entire teams. That's how it works. Celtics went from 20-something wins to 62, I think it was, and then Duncan actually even broke that. And LeBron James, you know, for all of, you know, the alleged issues with LeBron, you know, he, when he was playing, you know, early in his career, he was carrying bad teams to the finals. Now, the Eastern Conference sucked out loud, I'll grant you that. But he was still carrying bad teams. He was carrying them. He was carrying them to good records and getting them to the finals. Because, you know, again, that's what a great player does. By the way, he's out of the playoffs, too. I said this a couple weeks ago on air. As long... The way this game is being played right now, the way the NBA, and Tim wants to talk about the NBA, which is why I mentioned this. The way the NBA is being played right now, I just don't see how anyone beats Brooklyn. I just don't. You know, these players have so much freedom of movement, carte blanche, because there's no hand checking anymore, that it's a little like the RPO and the impact of the RPO on the game of football. It just makes it impossible for defenses to compete. I think they've made it impossible for defense to compete. So therefore, nobody's very good defensively. And ergo, it favors the offense. Well, who's the best offense? Well, that's Brooklyn. Because nobody can stop them. I mean, they're scoring 140-something points. You have three guys who are combining for like 100 every night. How are you going to beat them? And the way this game has been played, I don't think you are. I don't think you are. I said this a couple weeks ago. I think Brooklyn's going to win the NBA title. It just seems obvious to me. Who can match their scoring prowess? And the answer is nobody. So how you going to beat them? How you going to beat them? People can hate them all they want. They can hate Durant. They can hate Kyrie. They can hate, James Harden. Hate them all you want. Hate them all you want, but stop them. Good luck to you. Stop them in a game where you can't hand check anybody. Stop those three guys on one team in a game you can't hand check anybody. It's not happening. It's not happening. They're to win the NBA title. Just like we said a few weeks ago. Tim and Easley. Tim, how are you?
Hey, great. It's been a while, Walt.
Yeah, welcome back, Tim.
Thanks. Hey, you said Wade Wright, obviously what I want to talk about. But before I get into it, I will mention Brooklyn. Because I called, I think Brad and Ben last week, and they weren't convinced. And I said, well, let me convince you some more. Their top four players shoot like 90% plus from the free throw line. So if you think you can stop them, but you don't, you foul them, then they're going to the free throw line, and they're a cinch from there.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't see how you're going to beat them. I just don't. I think that, as I said, we're in an offensive era of sports. The rules all favor the offense, and they have more offense, I don't know, maybe than anybody in history. I mean, it's just the way this game is being played now, I don't know how you stop them. I don't know how you keep up with them. Who's going to beat them? I mean, tell me who's beating them. I don't know. Honestly, I think they're going to kill everybody.
No, I 100% agree with you. I don't like them. And you don't have to like them to watch good basketball, and they can score.
That's right.
Something happened a couple of months
they're
ago.
They're unbelievable. I mean, look.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Tim, individually, I can understand why people don't like one or any of those characters. I mean, look, Kyrie is not a likable person. He's just not. I mean, I doubt his own family probably doesn't like him. He's not likable. Kevin Durant was a lovable character back in the Oklahoma City days. He hasn't been lovable since. He's like an arch villain now. And James Harden is a guy that media loves to hate. So this may be the most universally hated team of all time. They basically have three wrestling villains on this team from a public perception standpoint. Well, that's fine, but good luck stopping them, because they can take turns and kill you.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, the wrestling villains. That's fantastic. It's true. A couple of months ago, I'm a Lakers fan. Let me back up. A couple of months ago, I put my Lakers on ice. Until LeBron leaves, I can't pull for him anymore. 2 months ago, I changed who I was pulling for. And whenever he leaves, I'll go back. But right now, they're on ice. Because a part of what you said, you can't lift your team, among other things. He's a nuisance. But one of the teams that I've adopted now, you might could appreciate, is the New York Knicks.
Well, Tim, let me say one thing. Let me say one thing on that, though. Let me say one thing on that, though. Anthony Davis has to prove that he can play, that he can stay on the court and play. Barkley was right about the things he said about Davis about a week ago, whenever that was, when Barkley suggested, he's having old man issues. He's out of the lineup like an old man, and he's still too young to be out of the lineup with the alarming regularity he is. And it's like Barkley said. He said, at this point in the process, he should be the best player on that team. He's young, he's dominant, but he's still not, because you just can't trust him. And so that's a bit of an issue with an aging LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, and this quote goes with so many athletes. As long as he's healthy, and guess what? He's not.
Yeah.
You know, right. Until he can play a full season, yeah, I have no faith in him either. I like him, but, you know, he's great when he's healthy. But let me run something else real quick by you, because with the Knicks, the one thing, I don't think they would have beat Atlanta either way, but the Knicks absolutely don't know how to do reverse layups. Something that I think is critical in the NBA. I don't know if Thibodeau's a good coach. He's not a great coach. I don't know if he just doesn't know how to coach it, but I watched that game, every game almost, and they couldn't do reverse layups. Therefore, they kept getting blocked. The shots kept getting blocked. I was like, you know, I'm not the most knowledgeable guy around. I'm not a coach, but I know how that works. And they couldn't do it.
You know, the whole notion of a reverse layup is to be able to protect yourself from the shot blocker by using the rim. That's the whole notion of it. So, yeah, if you can't do that, absolutely, it's a bit of a dilemma. And at this level, it ought to be an automatic, but apparently not with the Knicks. Hey, Tim, good speaking with you again. I appreciate the phone call.
Same here. And talk a little bit about Dame Lillard maybe going to Dallas. And I'll talk to you later, Walt. See you.
Thank you, Tim. That'd be something to see. I mean, he's a remarkable scorer. Bengal John. John, how are you?
Good afternoon, Walt. Hope you enjoyed your time off, sir. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Thank you. Just a couple of things on this baseball, the baseball conversation, Walt. You know, the pitching thing is kind of an evolution thing. I remember when, you know, the big names like Maddox and Smoltz and, you know, numerous other ones that were happy to throw 89, 90 miles an hour, and then they relied on their stuff and their movement to get them through games. And that was it. And then, you know, John Rocker comes along and he can throw 100 and something miles an hour, but obviously he didn't last very long. My concern with the conversation that you were having, And it's been proven, and that is the longevity of pitchers that throw that hard don't stay in baseball very long. Now, there's not a lot of them. I mean, granted, they're all pitching. A lot of them are pitching and throwing harder, but the lifespan of a pitcher in baseball now is not what it used to be. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know, again, they're not throwing as many innings, John, as starters. I mean, no one throws complete games anymore, so there's that element of it. And now, you know, Tommy John surgery is so routine that, you know, there are guys that talk about Tommy John surgery like it's a positive. Like, let's just get it out of the way and have it, and we'll gain a couple miles per hour on our fastball. So I think we're in a different time period where almost everything about the way pitchers approach their business has changed dramatically. And as far as longevity, I don't know. It might be too early to tell with this, with so many guys throwing at this velocity. But, I mean, there's no question there's an evolution. I mean, you know, somebody wrote me this the other day on Twitter, and I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, and I don't recall who wrote it, so I can't properly credit them now, but I think they're 100% right. Somebody wrote me and said that DeGrom is Greg Maddux, except he's throwing, you know, 15 miles an hour faster.
Right.
And that's
right.
I get
that. Yeah, I do. That is absolutely correct. And one of the things that you mentioned too, Walt, is that it's extremely difficult to get hits off these guys that are pitching that way. You know, Lucas was a pitcher and went on to make the pros as well. So I'm very familiar with it. But the truth is that those pitchers that throw that, the batters have to make the adjustment, as you well know. And a lot of them that can make that adjustment, that have quick hands and keep their hands inside, they have success. Now there's a handful of guys that can hit that type of speed with consistency, but you're right, the majority of baseball is not in that handful of guys. So, you know, when you look at it, You've got to be able to play some small ball. You've got to be able to get runners in scoring position. You've got to be able to move batters over or runners over.
But no one's doing that. But no one's doing that, Jeff.
Right. Right. I mean, I agree with that. That's what I'm saying. And you're right. And it's because teams are trying to hit the long ball. That you're right. They're being taught to uppercut swings. But if you watch some of the college baseball,
do you know what DeGrom's ERA is right now?
Probably 1.34 or something like that.
No, it's 0.60. Like 0.60. He's given up like run a game.
Well, he's striking out 60% of the batters that he faces. Right, 60%.
Yeah, nobody is hitting him. Right, nobody's hitting him. Nobody's putting the ball in play against him. And yes, he's an exception, but there's just way too much of it across the game in general. And if something's not done about it, I mean, it's getting worse and worse. These guys who go up with this launch angle, I'm going to pull the ball into the shift mentality against Jacob DeGrom, are you freaking kidding me? You have no chance. None. Zero. You might as well just stay in the dugout. Don't go embarrass yourself. John, I got to run. I'm late. I apologize. Good talking to you as always. Quickly, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. The perfect way to express yourself is with an incredible gift from Turner's Jewelers. They have a sparkling selection of rings, watches, earrings, necklaces, so much more. You know, Turner's isn't a chain. No offense to chains, but Turner's a special place. It's unique. It's a family tradition of excellence that extends back over 60 years. Doing things the right way, treating people the right way, offering an unparalleled selection of jewelry. Nobody can come close to what Mark Turner and his staff can offer at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. First of all, it's enormous. I don't care whether you're looking for gemstones or pearls or watches or diamonds, or you want a special piece of jewelry made. They use 3D CAD technology. They design jewelry in-house every day. If you can draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life. This is Turner's Jewelers. Largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. No one can come close. No one can come close. They're in stock, ready for you to see right now. Mark has something for you. Get to Turner's Jewelers. It's always the right time to give a gift so remember forever. Turner's Jewelers, they even have silicone tiger paw wedding bands. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's Jewelers. Plus, Turner's will pay premium prices for your old gold or silver. Choose a truly special gift they'll treasure forever, crafted and given with love. Turner's Jewelers, the Applewood Center in Seneca, or shop for gift options online, turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. And you will thank me later. Quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Male today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MALE.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Everlawn Independent Living in Clemson's Patrick Square is now accepting reservations for residency. Enjoy no maintenance needed living with all utilities included. Take the hassle out of everyday tasks with beautifully designed lofts offering truly independent living. Short-term and long-term options available. assisted, and memory care units are just a few steps away, making transitional living a breeze. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
Folks, summer is here, and there's no better way to kick off summer than a trip to Elkmont, featuring outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, Eno Hammocks, Innova Disc Golf, Wilderness System Kayaks, Boat Boards, and so much more. Elkmont has the brands you love. And when you spend $100 at Elkmont, you get a buy one, get one half off deal at Elkmont's Tap Room. Where else can you have a great meal, quench your thirst with a cold craft beer, and shop for anything from kayaks and lifestyle clothing to home goods and jewelry? With two convenient locations to serve you, why not stop by? Located in Powdersville next to Dunkin' Donuts on Highway 153 and in Clemson at 93 exit on Highway 123. And remember, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
No matter the occasion, you'll find the ideal piece of jewelry for her at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca. Turner's has amazing pieces from silver and gold to diamonds and precious gemstones. It's always the right time to surprise her with a gift from Turner's. Shop their full Pandora collection or have them custom design your unique piece. Where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how and upstate family tradition for over 60 years, online at turnersjewelers.com in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belk and Seneca.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide, offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Join us for a special OOB broadcast June 11th as we bring light to this cause.
At Bowes Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowes Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
You shine like a star. You know who you are. You're everything beautiful. She's hot, hot like the sun. The loneliest one. It's everything beautiful. Standing at
Waltham Tula Road Rage, we are back. Texas sent me this, and I forget the number. I'll credit him in a second. But he sent me this article from the Federalist and Don Mattingly. And Don Mattingly, again, one of the legendary hitters in baseball, a guy who I really think you can make a Hall of Fame case for, a very legitimate Hall of Fame case. You know, my Hall of Fame thing is always this. It goes back to something Craig said on the show years ago, that when you hear it, you know it. You know, you don't need to go search out the stats. When you hear it, you know it. And again, I'm an advocate for short-term dominance as opposed to long-term life expectancy. You know, again, I don't care if you eat like a French mountain yogurt nuts diet and you live to be a million, all right, and you pitch for 30 years, and so you eventually acquire numbers. See, that's not what it's about to me. What I want to know is this. Are you, were you, the best player in the game for a period of time at your position? In other words, could I say that about you? And the answer with Don Mattingly was a resounding yes. He was. He was the best player at his position for a period of a few years. So if you were dominant for 5 or 6 years, and I can look at you and say, yeah, he was the best in the game during that time period, okay, I'm putting you in. If you lived forever and you hung on forever, here's the thing. Don't Harold Baines your way in.
What?
I think I just developed a new term.
Harold Baines is some guy that hung on forever? Right. Is that the deal?
Well, yeah. I mean, Harold Baines played for like 20 years. You know, hell of a nice guy. Good player. You know, good, solid player. Never should he have been elected to the Hall of Fame. Never. I mean, if you want to tell me that Harold Baines was a better player than Don Mattingly, you're a fool. Because he was not. Not even close. Here's the thing. Harold Baines never woke up one morning of his life. Never. Where he could say, look, he never woke up one morning of his life where he could say, I'm the best player in Major League Baseball. Harold Baines' family never woke up one morning and said, Harold's the best player in Major League Baseball. No way.
His baseball card, his highest baseball card is only worth $3.53.
You looked that up?
Well, it was just there when I looked it up. Actually, it was there. I just clicked on baseball card. And yeah, he's got one worth 34 cents and $1.30. Oh, this is real sad.
Maybe that's how we should determine it. Maybe that's the best way to elect Hall of Famers, by what their baseball card is worth. All right, I'm looking up Harold Baines, okay? I'm looking up Harold Baines right now.
You're looking up his numbers or whatever?
God, he played even longer than I thought. 22 years. See, he's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow. He did, didn't he?
French Mountain Yogurt Diet. Lives forever. Makes it to the Hall of Fame based on what? Okay, look, here's the thing.
Well, maybe they have a longevity category. These are the guys that played the longest.
Yeah, there's a longevity category. It's called shoe salesman. You don't get to be in the Hall of Fame. You don't get to be in the Hall of Fame, at least you shouldn't, by just being good. It's not about that. You know, it's been said before, obviously, to the point it's cliche now, but it is not the Hall of Good. It's a hall that is supposed to be defined by greatness. When on God's green earth was Harold Baines ever great? I mean, Harold Baines is one of the most ridiculous inclusions into the Hall of Fame ever. I like Harold Baines. I would, if I was putting a team together, I would like to have had Harold Baines on my team. But he can't be in the Hall of Fame. And Don Mattingly can't. Look, remember what I said, Ramona? I said, here's the thing. I don't need to look up his numbers to know that he never woke up one day. What did I say? He never woke up one day and was the best player at his position or in baseball. Is that what I said?
That sounds like it.
Okay. I'm reading his MVP standings, okay? The highest he ever finished in the MVP voting, highest he ever finished was ninth.
Oh, in the MVP every year?
No Dale Murphy in the Hall of Fame. The highest Harold Baines ever finished was ninth. So he was never close to the best player in the game or at his position. Not for one stinking minute of one stinking hour of one stinking year. Never. But he's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, what's his best season? What's Harold's best season? Harold's best season, well, let's take that year, all right? Let's make a wild assumption that his best year was 85 when he finished ninth in the MVP voting. All right. He had 22 home runs, 113 RBIs, and he batted 309. I'm sorry. That's dude's best season in his career, and he's in the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. That's laughable. That's utterly laughable. Again, I don't hate Harold Baines. I like him. I would like to have had him on my team. But again, the highest he ever finished in the MVP voting was ninth. He played 22 years. 22 years of being solid got Harold Baines in the Hall of Fame. The most home runs he ever hit in a year. Okay. Most home runs, Harold. What is your highest home run total? Do you even have a highest home run? The most home runs he ever hit in a year, 1984 when he hit 29. The most RBIs he ever had in a year was that ninth MVP finish in 85 when he had 113. His highest batting average ever.
He had to decline there towards the end, right? So he's good in the 80s, but that's when he started, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just thumbing through here, his highest batting average ever was .313. I'm sorry. There's absolutely nothing about those numbers that says Hall of Fame. You know, this actually is a tangent to the point to begin with, which was, Mattingly talking about the analytics of the game. And I that's not lost on me. I'm going to get back to that, by the way. But Mattingly, okay. Mattingly in 84, these are consecutive seasons. In 84, he finished fifth in the MVP voting. In 85, he won the MVP. In 86, he finished second in the MVP. In 87, he finished seventh in the MVP. And he had three other years where he finished in the MVP voting. So I'm sorry, you put Harold Baines in before this guy? Mattingly had 5 out of 6 years where he drove in over 100 runs, and his worst number was 113, which is Baines' best number over 22 years. In 1985, Don Mattingly had 48 doubles, 35 home runs, 145 RBIs. He batted .324. In 84, he batted .343. I'm sorry, what element of Harold Baines was a better baseball player than Don Mattingly? Tell me one area that he was better. Because Mattingly was also a great fielder. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Look, I've been to 42, 43 states. I'm an Italian food connoisseur. Love Italian food. The best Italian food I've ever had, Joe's. Why? It's about the marinara. Look, great Italian food starts with great marinara. Get to Joe's. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They serve them with they stuff them full of hot melted cheese. Serve them with the marinara. You dip it. It's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. Mangia. The appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatballs and marinara, the dinners, the chicken parm, the authentic lasagna, the award-winning pizza, the incredible homemade desserts. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, and the Seneca location. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Get two Cajun Filet Biscuits for just $5 at Bojangles. It's bow time.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Did you know that there's a new chance to buy health insurance? It started February 15th and it goes through May 15th. This opportunity may help you. Maybe you signed up for a plan in November only to find out your doctor doesn't take the insurance. Maybe you've been going without health insurance for a long time and you don't want to feel the stress of being uninsured during a pandemic. Maybe your income or family size has changed. If any of these situations describes you, I'd like to talk. Give me a call at 864-467-8738.